Put the bike down. Put your hands behind your back.
No, we're arresting for it. No. No! You guys are not resisting.
Fighting!
Hello, folks. I'm Sheriff Robert A. Hardwick. If you come to St. Johns County, Florida, you can expect your poor, your elderly, your downtrodden, huddled bike riding masses to be treated like this by our illustrious deputies.
Don't beat me up, man.
You're under arrest?
For what?
Resisting without violence.
Why did you do that?
Listen, I'm just trying to eat food. You know what? You spam me for no reason.
Well, I warned you that was going to happen. I didn't want to do that, man. Right? You're not a young man. I didn't want to do that to you, but you really gave me no choice.
And that ain't the half of it. Once we violate you, we'll celebrate and make brutal fun of you.
What? This guy. I heard it. Stop doing this, okay?
Put your hands on my deputy, you're going to go to jail. I promise you
I didn't do anything with your deputy.
You know, bound a battery, you should be resisting without.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's not hurt. He's old. It's not like a dumping car.
It's all good, buddy.
You're okay.
It sounded pretty bad on
him. Sounded like he picked him up and soup plate him over his shoulder.
Yeah. I just want to eat. I guess I'm going to eat in jail.
I don't care if it's not body care, but that's what happened.
Because that's how we do it here in St. Johns County, Florida.
376 cops from multiple law enforcement agencies in Texas were unable to muster the courage to save a bunch of kids inside Robb Elementary School, knowing the kids inside that school were being used as target practice. But somehow these Florida cops don't have any problem congregating, violating, and violently throwing this elderly man right here to the ground. A man in poor health who just got out of the hospital. And then they celebrate, high five, and mock the old man when that man pooped on himself because he was violently assaulted. Welcome to St. Johns County, Florida, where the sheriff, Sheriff Robert A. Hardwick, assures the community that they have a trusted team of professionals ensuring St. Johns County is the safest place in the nation for families to live, work, and visit through collaboration, excellence, and leadership. Ask this guy how safe they'll keep you. On the night of February 17th, 2025, Deputy Austin Kanan from the team of professionals at the St. Johns County, Florida Sheriff's Department tried to stop an elderly and frail Mr. Winkleman. Let's look at the body cam so we can see all this excellence and leadership for ourselves. There was no sound on Deputy Kanan's body cam for about the first 18 seconds.
Put the bike down. Put your hands behind your back.
Nope.
No.
Fuck you, man. I'm not resisting.
Fighting.
I'm not resisting. Camera to your ass. I swear to God. Get the camera. Get the camera on. Fuck you.
Give me your other hand.
I will. Fuck you. Don't beat me up, man. I hope you got a camera on.
One secure, clear traffic.
Oh, you got my.
You're under arrest.
For what?
Resisting without violence.
I'm not violence. Please.
Right. I'm going to get you up. Right.
He was violent.
Why did you do that?
I don't know.
So stupid.
I don't know. Listen, I'm just trying to eat food.
Work with us.
I got it.
Hey, watch that napkin you tossed.
I just go to the hospital.
Lean on the clock.
Okay.
Let me see your face. Can you work?
No, I am. You know what? You fucking spam me for no reason.
Well, I warned you that was going to happen.
Listen, man.
Continue to try to fight me.
I got a hospital.
I didn't want to do that, man. Right? Listen, you're not a young man. I didn't want to do that to you, but you really gave me no choice.
No, I didn't. I'll tell you what, man. I'll tell you.
I don't mean that offensively, but, like, how old are you?
I'm 66.
So what are you doing? I mean, come on, man.
I'm trying to get over to the colder to eat some food.
He's going
to
give you a warning for your bike light. That's what this was about. And then you don't want to stop. You toss whatever's in that napkin, which I watched you do.
Nope.
And then whatever else is on you.
I have nothing on me. You can check.
Yeah, well, I'm going to. Because you're under arrest at this point. This could have been a simple traffic warning. You are going to jail for resisting without violence, 100%.
I just got out of the hospital yesterday, man.
What did you get out of the hospital for?
I went to the hospital because my legs are all fucked up. And I have not taken my medication. I just got medication. This girl down the street here, that she got for me.
and I was trying to get back to the coalition and take it.
Do you got anything sharp in your jacket or anything? No, needles or razor blades? I don't want to get stuck.
Now, let's quickly go over something. I didn't want to do that to you, but you gave me no choice is the excuse of an abuser.
I didn't want to do that to you, but you really gave me no choice.
Second, if Mr. Winkleman was charged with resisting without violence, is Deputy Austin Kanan unwittingly admitting that he unnecessarily used violence on an elderly man who wasn't using violence against him? And isn't resisting a secondary charge anyway? There's not even a record that Deputy Kanan even told Mr. Winkleman what he was being stopped for in the first place. Third, the deputy says he didn't want to do that, but he did it anyway. Usually when people don't want to do something, they just don't do it. And lastly, Deputy Kanan knows and acknowledges that he's much younger and much stronger than Mr. Winkleman, but he slammed him to the ground anyway. I hate to put it this way, but his words are the words of a psychopath who's not even in control of his own faculties. Is it a good idea for Deputy Kanan to have a badge and a gun and authority if he's going to do this to one of the weakest members of society?
You're all fucked up. I'm not taking my medication. I just got medication. There's a girl down the street here that she got for me. And I was trying to get back to the coalition and take it.
Do you got anything sharp in your jacket or anything?
No, I have
some razor blades. I don't want to get stuck.
Sure, no, I don't, man.
Sure. Yeah. Could you just put that on? Yeah, Chris, put gloves on and check that napkin. Ditch that. He might have ditched something else back there too.
No, that's a napkin, but I don't look all you want.
I don't think that's just a napkin, man. People don't do that when they're getting pulled over like that.
Why are you pulling me over?
For your lights. You don't have any lights on your bike. That's why I'm stopping you.
I can't eat now.
Just this napkin or is there another one?
Yeah. What? I was going home to eat.
Or just that napkin.
Yeah. It's in my pocket. I just want to go eat. I got a hospital. I went to the hospital for 5 days and my legs fucked up, okay?
How do you get the water out of
this? Did he ditch anything else you saw? Or?
Walk back towards your car there, because we were right all the way from Smith to here. What's that?
Mint.
What is that? That's when you go anywhere you want.
You said you take medicine. What do you take medicine
for? I take medicine. I take medicine.
Threw some stuff out.
Okay. And so I haven't been taking it. I got addicted. Okay. This is why
so
I'm here.
Like alkaline, like a little bit. Yeah. That's it. But I guess they start all the way down here. So.
My legs fucked up. I can say it ain't spent time to what?
Where's your ID?
My ID's in there. You can look at it. I'm fine. I just want to eat. I guess I'm going to eat in jail.
You put your hands on my deputy, you're going to go to jail? I'll probably
see
that.
I didn't do anything with the deputy.
Without a battery, you're resisting without.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I think I cleared
five.
Austin, where'd you originally make contact with him at?
Just north of Smith.
Okay.
Coming down to this side, on the east side of the sidewalk.
Okay.
Are we looking for drugs or a gun?
C-83 Sucker, I think he threw Sucker.
Where did you
just
start?
Just Smith and Palmer on the side. It's part of the
Deputy Austin Kanan claimed that Mr. Winkleman had thrown something out. But the only thing that appears to have fell from Mr. Winkleman is a napkin. Probably the one he was going to use during a dinner that he would never get to eat. By my count, 7 deputies arrived on the scene for an old, frail man riding a bike without a light. Overstaffing appears to be a serious problem with the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office. This is where Deputy Kanan admits to slamming a weak, elderly man.
You didn't jump in that, Billy?
Yeah.
You slammed me.
Do you know why? Do you understand that part? This is very critical. I can explain it to you if you want.
55 years old, man. I swear to God, I got out of the hospital. I'm fucked. My life is fucked. I got evicted from my place. I'm living in fucking out here. It sucks. You slammed me on the ground, and I wasn't resisting.
I did, and you were.
And I wasn't resisting. I just said, what are we talking about, man? And you went, bam. And that's the truth. Is it on your cam?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I got
what's all on, man?
My cousin.
That's it. Yeah, you're good. I appreciate you.
This is hat?
Yeah, that's his.
Well, who else would it be?
You never know, man. People ride up and down the
come on, man. Up. This is harassment, man. You know what? Really? I'm going to take this to God. I swear to God.
You
know what,
man? Take it.
I have been the lowest part of my life, and you guys have really helped me that way.
I already told you, man. This could have been a simple warning for the light. I wasn't going to give you a ticket. Hey, stay over here.
I'm not going anywhere. What am I doing? Going like this?
Stay right here.
I'm 55 years old, man. In my day, you know what? I was an Olympic wrestler, believe it or not.
Really?
Yes, I was. And I taught kids and shit. I hit the worst part of my life 2 months ago when I got addicted, okay? And I hurt my leg, and I'm medically incapable of working. That sucks. Like, you see my hospital socks on there? It's the truth. Come on.
You gotta take my deal out of that.
Yeah, you're going on.
Why? For that? I'm gonna tell you what, man. I'll tell you what. That was bullshit when you used to be. You got a cam, too.
Yep, it's all on, man.
I'm thinking the socks.
Yellow.
Just stand still.
They're yellow motherfucking socks from the hospital.
Yeah, but
I'm asking if there's anything in there.
No, there's nothing in there. I'll take my shoes off.
Alright.
Keep
looking. Way down there.
No pockets anymore?
Nope. You're taking me to jail.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's bull. Man, that's bull.
Alright, have a seat.
Can you unlock, lighten that one right up?
I got 2 fingers in there, man. That's standard policy. Have a seat.
Your standard policy?
2 fingers. If I can fit them in there.
Man, bullshit. You've been looking for me. Anyway.
Oh, wait. Come back. I didn't lock them.
I'm gonna God
lock
damn it.
Them. Come back out here, man. Well, you know, when we're on the ground, it's kind of hard to lock them. You know?
Well, why are you throwing me on the ground?
Because you didn't listen to what I said multiple times.
I did listen. I can't walk, man.
I got you. You're not going to fall.
Oh, I'm just trying to shit
right now. You what?
I got some shit.
Awesome.
I'm going to let you... Hear that on the way there.
You don't want to shit in your car, are you?
I'm going to.
I mean, you're going to sit there.
I don't want to sit there. My life, my swear to God, has been turned upside down.
The jail's not too far, man, so just, you know, hold it.
The jail's not too far?
Nah, it's like less than 5.
You got to look at your way.
I'm trying to fix this handcuff for you, man. Stop moving, yeah, man.
I know you have a sword in there,
you got a what?
Word.
Have a seat, man.
The window's out. Yeah, man. You're going to pay for this one.
No, guess who's going to be cleaning it?
Me?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Have a seat.
You guys.
45, 55 St. John's trying to raise me. Have a seat, buddy.
Hey, man. Sit down now, man. It's going to feel
kind of
squishy.
No, I didn't let it all out yet. All right,
well,
did you shit?
I had a little squirt, and I well, you,
well, sorry,
I mean, you did it, man. I'm gonna say, Judge, yeah, I had the squirt, man.
You got a bio bag? I need something.
You got a bag for his cruiser? Let me go and let me go eat.
No.
Where's my food going?
What food? You ain't got no food.
I got food in that
bag.
Yeah, I went to the goddamn store to get something to eat and come back here.
Hey, any of y'all got a one of those blankets? Those little, like, space blankets.
It's way over in the corner.
Something I can lay down on the seat. Seat layer.
I've never been a wrestler in my life.
I'll just take his jacket off and have a second with his jacket.
Bullshit, man.
Oh, it's your own shit.
I'm not giving you shit. You guys got me in the handcuffs.
No, see, all this bullshit. Now my sergeant has to do a blue team.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to have a hard time classifying that as routine handcuffing. Once we go to the ground, it's paperwork.
Well, we went to the ground, it's going to be paperwork.
I know.
Then let me go, and let me go.
No, because what I'm saying is if you had just stopped.
I didn't stop because I can't stop.
There were plenty of places to stop. That's, yep, that's perfect. Just something to lay down there.
My feet are bad. I went to the hospital. I just got out, man. Hospital. Not going to jail. That's pretty fucked up.
I got to search that bag.
That's perfect.
I didn't
hold the light or something.
Now they search Mr. Winkleman's bag and carry his bike to the station. Here's Kanan recounting the story of the arrest to his sergeant.
So I lit him up back there. He was on the right side of the road. He crosses over and he's like yelling back, like, I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop. Well, not stopping. I'm like, stop now because there's no car.
Yeah.
So then he pulls here while there's a car at the stop sign. So I had to go real wide to not hit the car. And then as I get to here, he like throws that napkin, which there's nothing in it. And then I'm like, what'd you throw? He's like, nothing. And he keeps trying to like ride away. And I grab a hold of him and he walks his bike over here. And I'm like, let go of your bike, let go of your bike, let go of your bike. So then he lets go of it. And then he tries to like go the other way. And we just spun in. So probably, I mean, I took him.
Another one.
To secure him?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm not doing a blue tape.
That's pretty sounds good to me. I mean, he's not hurt. He's old. It's not like I dumped him hard. Good. He just, you know.
Good, buddy.
Okay.
It sounded pretty bad.
It sounded like you picked him up a soup plate.
I was like, I heard it. I was like, I'm not. Stop doing this, okay?
Did you get that? The female says another one. Like, this has happened before.
Another one. Stop doing this, okay?
And they laugh about how hard they slammed a defenseless elderly man to the ground. Like it or not, this is the reality of their demented mentality on full display. And they know they're recording themselves saying it, and they don't care. Here's another example of how much the St. John's deputies hate your right to privacy and anonymity. While the deputies are out looking for something that may have been dropped, a guy in a Ford F-150 passed by and, according to one of the deputies, quote, he looked at them strange. Well, what do these professionals do? They run his plate for no reason.
Well, he lives there. No.
Yeah.
Okay, he could go left or right.
I saw him drive
695 earlier.
Sorry. Right.
Yeah. And then he looked a little. He looked at us strange.
Right here.
Yeah.
He came in with shit. He has female too.
Yeah.
45. He looks up.
45-81.
1065 before 1028. It's not involved in this 1050. It's just for 714.
Yeah, more.
5-2 Charlie Foxtrot Kilo displayed an older model Ford F-150 dark color. What's up on it? Some people could confuse as a fuchsia gray.
Dark in color.
Yeah. I don't know. Is it blue? Is it black, St. John's? Hey, yo.
In my opinion, none of these deputies need badges. They don't need guns, and they definitely don't need authority over others. They should be brought up on charges and jailed, just like you or I would be if we treated the elderly this way. Now, I got this video from Jeff Gray from Honor Your Oath Civil Rights Investigations channel. He suggests that rather than leaving a comment on the St. John's County Sheriff's Facebook page, which has limited the ability to comment, it might be better to leave a comment on the Facebook page of R.J. LaRizza. He's the state attorney for the 7th Judicial District. If you end up going to his Facebook page, kindly request that he immediately drop all charges against Danny Winkleman and open a criminal investigation into the actions of Deputy Kanan and the other deputies of the St. John's County Sheriff's Office. I'll leave Jeff's link and the state attorney's link in the description. Like and share this video and leave a comment. It really helps. I'll see you in the next one.